This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. Technical people, can you give me a little more sound on the monitor, please? Just a little more. My voice has been stressed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to say a big thank you to our Father in the Lord and our mother and the leadership of RCN Global and all the precious servants of God. I want to say thank you, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity. The Bible says, and Noah found grace before the Lord. So I think I found grace before you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Jesus. Leviticus chapter 9. I feel the presence of God here. I'm just stirring our hearts so we can pray. Leviticus chapter 9 and verse 6 and 7. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses and Aaron, and Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar and offer thy sin offering and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself and for the people, and offer the offering of the people and make an atonement for them as the Lord has commanded. Look at verse 23. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fats, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. The Bible says, Moses speaking to Aaron, he said, this is a thing that the Lord has commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. It means there is what to do if we want to experience the glory of God. There is what to do if we want to walk in the glory. There is what to do. It was the commands of the priesthood that Moses was giving out to Aaron. And the Bible says, Aaron went and did according to that which Moses commanded by the word of the Lord. He went and offered offerings, sin offering. He offered sacrifice. And then from verse 23 that we read, the Bible said, then when they stood to bless the people, the fire of the Lord fell. The glory of the Lord filled the place. So that when the children of Israel saw it, they fell on their face. There is what is commanded to do if we want to walk in an ever-increasing glory. Walking in an increasing glory will require your priesthood. In the New Testament, we are not offering blood. We are not offering physical incense. David in Psalm 141 verse 2. He said, let my prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. That's priesthood. Every time we do this, the glory of God begins to rest. The fire of his spirit begins to rest upon us. And so we will see after the days of Moses and Aaron, many years later, subsequent generation will come and do the same. We will see in 1 Kings chapter 18. The Bible said God commanded Elijah. He said, go show yourself to Ahab and I will send rain on the land. And Elijah did as the Lord has commanded. And he gathered the whole children of Israel upon the Mount Carmel. The Bible says he asked them to bring 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel, and he repaired the broken altar of the Lord. And when he did that, he prayed. You know the story, how the prophets of Baal, he asked them to do the same. The God that answered by fire, let him be known as God. The account of Elijah says that Elijah, when it was evening, when it was time for the evening oblation, he brought the sacrifice. He put the sacrifice upon the altar. He asked them to bring water, 12 barrels of water. The 12 barrels of water was part of the sacrifice because it was a time of famine. It was a time of drought. It was a time that even the king could not get enough grass to feed his sheep. So Elijah requiring that they bring 12 barrels of water to pour upon the altar was part of the sacrifice that he was offering to the Lord, because he understood priesthood. He understood that a priest must give to God something that will cost him. If it is not something that costs you, it is not a sacrifice. David understood that. And the scripture says after Elijah did that, he prayed again and the heaven responded. And the fire of God fell upon the altar and consumed the burnt offering. And when the people saw it, they fell before the Lord again. The glory of God returned back to Israel. The fear of the Lord came. A national revival began. Elijah read that which Moses commanded that they should do, and the glory of the Lord will appear to them. And you will see also in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, the man Solomon. When Solomon showed up, he had read from the laws of Moses. He saw the command of the Lord through Moses to Aaron. He saw the demands of the priesthood. He understood what sacrifice was all about. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house so that the priest could no longer stand to minister. The glory of the Lord came again. And when the children of Israel saw it, they went flat on their faces again worshiping the Lord. I want you to put verse 5. I want you to see the kind of sacrifice that Solomon offered. The Bible said the king Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord. He offered 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. No man had done that. Imagine slaughtering 120,000 sheep plus 22,000 oxen. The place will look like an abattoir. Blood everywhere. It was a bloody affair, but it was that blood that attracted the glory of God. The Bible says, and the fire of the Lord fell. So verse 5 is actually telling us what Solomon did that gave room to the manifestations of the fire and the glory of God in verse 1. The same thing that Aaron did according to the commandment of Moses. The same thing that Elijah did upon the mount. He offered a sacrifice. He brought 12 barrels of water when it was costly to do that. And the fire and the glory of God fell. God is showing us by that it is by priesthood that we will walk in grace and glory. It is by priesthood. God is calling us to understand a new demand upon us for priesthood. We didn't just come to hear, I have a great conference. No, great conference to produce great decisions. That when you are living, you make up your mind that I'm going to seek God. The things that I've heard about the grace of God, the glory of God that is locked in my vessel, I want to see this glory manifest. I want to see this fire manifest. We are the temple of God. Paul said, don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? We are the house of God. The word temple there actually means shrine. So you say, I am the shrine of God. And you know, if you have seen how demonic priests walk, they will need to enter into their priest to conjure things. When they want to pull a spirit from his dwelling into their realm, they will know the right sacrifice to offer. The Bible says, don't you know that you are the temple of God? You are the shrine of God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. You want his fire? You want his glory, his grace to be ever increasing on your life? The pathway is priesthood. There is a new call from the presence of God for men to pray, for men to seek him, for men to come into a new measure of the glory of God. The Bible says we have this treasure in 18 vessels. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6. It said, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God as it is in the face of Jesus. And then he said, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Verse 7 said, we have this treasure in earthen vessel that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The treasure is the glory of God. It's the power of God locked in our spirit. And it is true priesthood. As we begin to call upon him, the glory will begin to burst forth out of us. The fire of God will begin to quicken us to do mighty things. God wants us to leave a conference like this with fire, with grace. with grace, with a new measure, with a new layer, with the glory of God burning and blazing upon your life. It is with the fire of the Spirit that we can advance the cause of Christ, that we can advance the cause of the kingdom. Haboroko seveli manakata hasilifikata. A priest must know how to go into his temple. A priest must know how to go into the shrine. He must know the right sacrifice to offer. He must know how to summon the realms of the spirits. For us, it is by prayer. For us, it is by prayer. Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. 19 said, quench not the fire of the Spirit. 20 said, despise not prophesying. It means the key to flowing in the prophetic is that there must be continual burning of the flames of God in your spirit by prayer. It is that burning, that flame burning in your spirit that gives you illumination. It is that fire that gives you light to see. It is that fire that strengthens you. It is that fire that enlivens you. Because when we begin to pray, there are four things actually that the Holy Spirit works in us when we yield to pray. The first thing is that he enlivens us. Jesus said it is the Spirit that gives life, the flesh profit nothing. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit enlivens you as you pray. As the fire of God begins to rise, we are enliving. Suddenly, the weakness of your soul, the weakness of your body begins to give way. You are enliving. The second thing is that you are enlightened. The fire begins to give light. David said, the Lord shall light up my candle. The Lord shall lighten my darkness. It is the fire of God that gives us light. It is that fire that enlightens us. Number one, it enlivens us. Number two, it enlightens us. Number three, it is the fire that empowers us. That empowers us from within to advance the frontiers of the kingdom. Number four, it is that fire within us that emboldens us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where it says, he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. There are several words that is used for edify. It means to build up. To rise like an edifice. It also means to be emboldened. To be emboldened. So the more we pray, the more we are emboldened. There are things that you've been afraid of before you came into this conference. But by the time you leave, a new boldness has come upon you. You will live emboldened by the Spirit of the Lord. Emboldened by the Spirit of the Lord. Urapakasa. So the fire enlivens us. It enlightens us. It brings you into illumination. The more you pray, the more the spirit of wisdom and revelation is quickened. The more your eyes begin to burn, the more you can see. The Bible says light is that which makes manifest. So as we pray, the Holy Ghost enlivens us. He enlightens us. He empowers us from within. He emboldens us. Remember the account in Acts chapter 4, suddenly they were threatened. Suddenly fear began to set in. And they came to their company and began to pray. They said, Lord, behold the threatening of the people and grant to your servant that with boldness we may speak your word by the stretching forth of your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy child Jesus. The Bible said when they prayed, the place was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak the word of God with boldness. The word of God is in your mouth, but there is a walking of the Spirit. There is a walking of the fire of the Spirit that brings you to that point of boldness where you will not be afraid of any threatening. You will not be afraid of the situations of life that threatens you. You will not be afraid of whatever the devil brings. It's another intensity of the fire of the Spirit that brings us to that point of boldness. So we pray this morning. It is supposed to be a charge first to lead us to pray. It is a charge that God wants you to be living anew. God wants your spirit to be enlightened. God wants you to be empowered. He wants you to be emboldened. When these four expressions of the Spirit begins to take place in your vessel as you yield to the Holy Ghost, then you will truly come to see that there is no impossibility to the man that yield to God, to a man that waits upon the Lord. We have been waiting from Monday. The Bible says, have you not heard, has it not been told you, that the everlasting God, the Lord of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. There is no searching of his understanding, for he giveth power to the weak, and to them that have no might increaseth strength. Even the youth shall run and be weary, and they shall utterly faint. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Abokapa, apekuria mataya, asibelia kombrekita, abelia mokobalata. Can you release the sound, the roar that is coming out of your spirit? Can you say, Holy Ghost, I draw. I tap into the glory. I tap into the glory. I press into the grace of God. The grace of God is upon me. The grace of God is upon me. Habele kuta baba. Habele abarakondo. Habalakuta barada. Asibeligo bradas. Haliamo kabelata. Habanteko. Habre sile lige beleka. Hilaniambo rokoto. Can you cry out from your spirit? Can you cry out from your spirit? Can you cry out? Paul told Timothy, he said, fan to flame the gift of God that is within you. Fan to flame. 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 6 and 7. He said, fan to flame the gift of God. He didn't say gifts. He said gift. He's talking about the person of the Holy Ghost. Stir up, fan to flame the fire of the Holy Ghost that is within you. He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You need to stir up yourself. Can we stand on our feet and pray? Can you go ahead and say, Lord, let the fire of your spirit, let it be kindled within me. Let it be kindled within me. Kindle your flames anew. Kindle your flames anew. And live in me, Spirit of God. Enlighten me, Spirit of God. Empower me. Embolden me, Spirit of God. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead, we wait upon you, Lord. We wait upon you for fire. We wait upon you for fire. We wait upon you for fire. We wait upon you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Sabaria takaba. Abregadia baladia badaska. Just a simple little. Halia barata. Lift up your hands. Ladia sovelidos. La grandia sovelidas. Legadia baradas. Laido Severinos, Liagrondo Siva, Afelia Mokobala, Alebo Rogodo. The Holy Spirit, by His fire, is enlivening someone, is enlightening someone. Suddenly, you will know what to do. You will know what to do. Light will break forth from within you. He will empower you with dunamis, with dunamis, with dunamis on your inside. Hey, He's giving you boldness, 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 boldness. You will go back and confront the things that have stood against you. You will confront the powers that have stood against your family. You will confront the powers. Go ahead. Hey, Sakabarata, Abregedia Balate, Abregedia Pariambo. La Brondo Sila Ala Sakabalate Bariamonde Lekia Ria Balate Ria Balate. There are some of you this morning. The Lord is putting a fresh fire upon you. Can you cry? You are going back to your post. You are going back to your duty post with fresh fire. Can you call on the Lord? Can you pray? Eko bayata. Eko balabarada dadadas. Lailo barakatala. Abregadia balata. Asabababakwata. Abregadia balata. Abelomondo kobo. Abrada sanda kaba. Ambabala kanda. Ambabala kuda balatwa. Abaragada baba. From now to the end of the conference, today is the last day. Place a demand on the Holy Ghost, on the Holy Ghost, on the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Ghost, give me fire, give me fire. Jesus said, I came to kindle a fire in the earth. How I will that you are already kindled. You see, every sacrifice must be seasoned with fire. With fire. With fire. Every sacrifice must be seasoned with fire. If you are going to be that living sacrifice, your life must be seasoned. Your life must be seasoned with the fire of God. With the fire of God. Shabaria Kombelias Lagradia Faranate Liabandolo Borosa Lai Kobebila Abregadia Balata. Oh Jesus, Obele Bereketa Balaka Abarata Ilamananata Zelegedia Barakata Ambregadia Balanda Laguada Batala Ambregadia Baladas. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 says he made his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire. Flames of fire. Can you submit yourself to God and say, Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant. I am your servant. I am your servant. Season my life with fire. Season my life with fire. Season my life with fire. Every time we come for IEC like this, it is the will of God that we live empowered, that we live endowed, that we live in grace to advance the frontiers of the kingdom. Akapatwa kaya Shadaya kaile kaile Jabele koba Apakalaya Lakwatalia baradas Legadia barata Asiba pakwa Lakwagadata. There are some people who are desperate this morning. There are some people who are hungry this morning, who are saying, Jesus, I don't want to go back the same way I came. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. For you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. Every time you come before God in prayer, you are showing how much you need him. Ala branda kora badadaska, ala gadia babalatwa, arego, 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 arego dodo. I see an ancient torch, an ancient torch, this kind of Olympic torch with a fire, and God is lighting men up, he's lighting men up, he's lighting men up, he's lighting men up. There is a fire for you, there is a fire for you. There is a fire for you. Some of you, your eyes will open. Some of you, your ears will open. Some of you, fire, 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 literal fire were born in your spirit. You will have power to go back to your territory and push back darkness. And push back darkness. The Bible in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. It said that people who dwell in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light has shone. Look at verse 5. He said, for every battle of the warrior is with confusing noise and garment rolled in blood. He said, but this kind of battle that will bring about the deliverance of souls, that will bring nations out of darkness, shall be with bodies and fuel of fire. It shall be with bodies That's how we fight the last day battle. It is not with confusing noise and garment rolled in blood. It is with bodies. It is with bodies. It is with bodies. Ah, can use the seventh spirit of God. Burn within me. Burn. 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 Hey. 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 Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. I see up to 24 people that God is touching in a very unique way. There's a prophetic fire to discern your territory, to fight with the strength of many. You will go back with bunnies, a fuel of fire. You will go back with bunnies and flames of fire. You will go and fight the battle of souls, the battle of destinies, with fresh, 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 fresh Spirit of God. Begin to touch them now. Touch them now. Touch them now. Prophetic fire that will cause men to burn, 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 burn everywhere, 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 everywhere. Bunnies and flames of fire. Bunnies and flames of fire. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch them now. Light them up. Light them up. For the Lord lights your candle. For the Lord enlightens your darkness. David said, by my God, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over the wall. Psalm 18 verse 29. In verse 39, he said, it is the Lord that arms me with strength. He arms me with strength for battle, so that my enemies are subdued under my feet. Can you say, Lord, arm me with strength for the battle, for the battle, for the battle, for the battle. There is a battle allocated to you. There is a territory marked for you from the foundations of the world to bring the witness of Christ, to advance the glory of God. Can you say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, burn within me. Burn, burn, burn. At the count of three now, at the count of three, I see burning garments, garments of fire, garments of flame that God is placing on people. He's placing them now, 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 now. Hey, 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 let the power to stand as a watchman over your family, as a watchman over your territory. Let it rest, let it rest. To my left, Jesus, touch them, touch them. Light them up, light them up, light them up, light them up, light them up. Hey, Hayabaros, Halapraco, Belacuria Mamanta, Asiba Balaquata, Abregadelagadiagada. If they are distracting people, just bring them out. Laio Barakala, La Granono, La Granono, Hafelia Paradas, La Grano, Garadia, so Valakanda Bragadaska, Aperegia Balataya, Ashabandako, Aquala Takaya, Aketekuria Babalatai, Aliamoko Bebe, 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 Ayamoko Beleka, Abrondo Zila. The Lord is working. The Lord is working. The Lord is working. Burn, 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 burn. Receive, receive, receive. Fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire in your spirit. For the battle of the last days is with bunnies and flames, flames of fire. Flames of fire. In the next 2 minutes, I see a mighty release. I see a mighty release. The Lord has been talking to us lately about taking young people to the streets, street evangelism, moving everywhere with the power of God, with the power of God. Father, 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 let there be equipment. Let there be equipment. Give your people equipment. Let the tower of David be open. Let the tower of David be open. Let weapons of war, shield and butlers of mighty men, shield and butlers of mighty men, let them be released. Let them be released. Let them be released. Hey, Helemoko Sanda Labaka, Abragio Beretila, Shabalako Napala, Barakati Avaladas, Balia Borogododo, Elegado. Lift up your hands. I see the Lord giving people sword. Sword for battle. Sword for battle. Sword for battle. The sword of the Lord. The sword of the Lord. The sword of the Lord. It shall be said, the sword of the Lord and of Tina. It shall be said, the sword of the Lord and of Joshua. It shall be said, the sword of the Lord and of Smith. The Lord will forge his weapon. He will forge his weapon. He's forging them into your spirit. He's forging them into your spirit. Hale borokotoba. Jamante. Apala muna kapala. Lekwata kampe. Aprakataya. Asakabarakata. Akadababo. Abrata koba. Abala sanda. Abregadi abaladado. Ah, come on, Kai. Akopelaita. Aberio balakata. Eleborogo. The Lord is giving healing abilities. Healing abilities. Healing abilities. Young men and women will rise. We will empty wheelchairs. We will take crutches from people. We will cast out devils. Take it now. Take the equipments of the spirit. Take the sword. The sword. The sword. Let it pierce into your spirit. Let it pierce into your spirit. Let it pierce into your spirit. Aha! Hayamano mokaka. Abrada bababo. Yababo. Yababo. In you authority to bring deliverance to your family. To bring deliverance to your territory. Ayamokoba. God is waiting his battle axes. His battle axes. His weapons of war. For thou art my battle axe and my weapons of war. With you I will break nations. With you I will scatter kingdoms. With you I will destroy the horse and the chariot, the man and the woman. With you I will scatter. I will break into pieces the ruler and the captains. The ruler and the captains. The ruler and the captains. Grace. 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 Your weakness is turning into strength. Your weakness is turning into strength. Your weakness is being swallowed up. It's being swallowed up by the strength of God, by the might of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Halabaria komba, habeleku mantala, habragadia bala. Hey, 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 Jesus, 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 Pamokaba, Palamante, Abradia Balate, Laiko Bebila Katai, Abariamo no Salaka, Abariando Roboko Sandalababa, Abregadia Balagadadada. Ilagadagadagadia baragadadados. Ilagadagadia gadadadadados. Arababababo. Kamina malata. Holy Ghost. Strengthen us. Strengthen us. Strengthen us. Strengthen us. Strengthen us. Jesus. 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 Kayamolata, Faine Mokabanta, Shakambelia Barata, Ragabelekuta, Alagadababo. You are going with new strength. You are going with a renewed strength. The Lord is renewing your strength. He's causing you to mount up, to mount up, to mount up, to mount up with wings as eagles. This lady with black gown on the second row, fire of God, touch. Let the powers that have fought you, let the powers that have contended with your family, let it break. Bring her, let it break. I judge a hand of witchcraft. Let her go now. The Lord is angry with the oppression that many people are going through, and the hand of the Lord will locate some of you. I see the Lord breaking bands of witchcraft. Father, now let the bands be broken. Loose them now. There is a young man to my left. You are from Kogi State. The hand of God will touch you. Let the shackles of witchcraft, let it break now. Break. Let him go. Up the balcony. Let them go. Let them go. I see witchcraft veils and coverings that have been upon the lives of many that will not allow you to step into your destiny. There are some of you, this demonic veil and coverings of darkness is hindering your marital destiny, is hindering your glory from breaking forth. But I demand now, fire of God, let them go. Set them free by fire. Let those ones go. Let the shackles of witchcraft, let the shackles of darkness, let them break. Break. For it shall come to pass, the burden shall be taken off your shoulders, the yoke of your neck, and it shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Let the anointing begin to break every yoke of darkness, every yoke of darkness, every yoke upon your life, yokes of witchcraft, yoke of poverty, yoke of stagnation, that yoke that have held your bow. By the hand of the Lord, I demand your liberty. I demand your liberty. I command right now, let her go. Let her go. Fire, 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 fire. I command that projection. Out. There is someone with a growth around your stomach. It is a witchcraft projection. I command it now. You will feel the fire. Fire of God, touch. Let that demonic growth, let it dissolve. Let that daughter of yours be released. Be released. Let them go. In the middle here, let him go. Let her go. Now by fire. Loose. loose, break, break. Let that one go. Let that one go. Let the precious daughter of God be released. Let her step into her liberty. Let him step into his liberty. Young man, look at me. Look at me. I break the power of idolatry. I touch that altar holding you bound. Loose him now. Loose him now. Loose him now. Fire. 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 Loose. Loose. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let them go. Let the yoke of the wicked one be broken. Let every satanic wall standing on your path begin to collapse. 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 That wall that has hindered your advancement, that wall that has hindered your progress, I demand now walls of darkness come down before them. Come down before them. Come down before them. Come down before them. In the name of Jesus. You know, if we continue in this stream, we'll just keep going. But I want to minister to a few persons. I don't know if Reverend Donatus' wife is here. I don't know. She's in the children's church. I don't know how we're going to do it. But I was praying. Or maybe when she comes, I'll minister to her. Let's move on. You can get her if you can. Jesus. 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 I don't know if there's a sister in the worship team, maybe with the name Patience. Is there any Patience? Patience, come. If you are more than one, we'll find a way of finding out. You are the one. God bless you all in Jesus' name. You are the one. I didn't quite know your name. I just needed... Maybe if I see, I'll have a witness from the Lord. I see the hand of the Lord coming upon your life. I see that you've been contending with the spirit. You've been contending with the spirit even in dreams, even in visions of the night. And I suddenly saw like you entered the labor room to give birth. I don't know how many children you've got. You've got children? One. I saw that you entered like into the delivery room to give birth. And the enemy came against you. I won't say all of the details. But the Lord wants to put a seal over you. The Lord wants to put a seal over you. He wants to put the seal of his spirit upon your life. Father, we end that attack. We put the seal right now. Let the warfare end. Because you've been having, even in the dream, you've been seeing this particular woman fighting you. And right now we end that attack. That satanic programming that is waiting for the appointed time to manifest, we terminate it now. We terminate the pregnancy. Now! Now! We say, let her go! 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 In the name of Jesus! And I see the Lord healing the pain like around the chest region, under the breast region. I see a sharp pain that you've been going through. There's sharp pain. Very intense. Very sharp pain. You can even touch it. You'll feel like a growth, like a lump. I curse it right now. I curse it right now. I command it, dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. Come out! Come out! And let the pain go now. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be set free. Be healed and be set free. You will go back to your seat you will check the pain is not there. Even that small lump growing, you'll find that it is gone. You are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ma, as we came in praying, the Lord kept bringing your face to me. And the Lord shows me a particular warfare going on in your family. And I looked in the spirit and I see the hand of the enemy stretched towards someone. I don't know. But do you have any, maybe Jacob in the family? Is anybody maybe Jacob? In the family. Jacob. 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 I'm seeing something like ODI. What does that mean? First three letter of your grandfather's name. Is there an N? Well, that's all I've seen. So what's the full name? Odinga. Okay. I looked in the spirit and the Lord showed me. And I saw like the family mourning over this particular person. And the Lord said, pray, terminate the counsel of the enemy. Somebody may say, why are we doing this? That's the watchman's anointing. When the watchman stands on his watch, he's not only seeing the immediate, he pierces into the future. So that he can bring preservation and redemption. The Lord says, I'm terminating the assignment of the enemy. I'm terminating the assignment of the enemy. I don't know what this particular brother, cousin of yours, does in Abuja, but I'm seeing like the attack as he heads to Abuja. He works in Abuja. I'm seeing like he came to Makurdi and he's going back to Abuja. Abuja. And I see the attack on his way. Father, we declare preservation. We declare no death, no weeping for your family, no weeping for your family in the name of Jesus. Is there any member of your family that is in the academia? Is there any member of your family that is in the academia? Who? Your firstborn. BSU or where? Uniagri. I want to pray. Father, we'll put the seal of your spirit over that one I see that walks in the academic environment. We say the enemy shall not touch him. The enemy shall not touch this one. We say no weapon fashioned of the enemy shall be able to prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I looked in the spirit. I don't know the processes you're going through right now, but I'm seeing you doing like some form of training, certification, somewhat having to do with the UK. I'm seeing it outside the country. Outside the country. Outside the country. I'm seeing the Lord opening that door. Opening that door. Opening that door for you. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that there shall be no loss in your family. No loss in your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you, man. Thank you. I can't find now, but the pastor who took a charge from UK the first day, I don't know if he's around or he's gone back. Okay, he's around. Okay. Please, if he's around. Okay, Lawson, Pastor Lawson. The Lord gave me a word for him. He's not here, but okay. Maybe he's not in this service, right? I don't know. But the other brother, who is the point man for Cardiff. Okay. Since he's not here, maybe I'll just say some of the things. I'll say the things to you, sir. I'll maybe write it. I don't know, but I see something that you and your wife have been praying about. And the Lord is answering your prayer. And I'm seeing the answer to this prayer connected to December, the Christmas season. The Christmas season. I'm seeing you and your wife praying about a particular project. I don't know, but I'm seeing like something related to like engineering, IT sort of. You do IT engineering? okay, related to IT engineering, you know, project, you and your wife praying. And I'm seeing the Lord giving you an answer. And the answer is connected to December. And I'm seeing the answer coming around the Christmas period. And I was asking, I was like, Lord, how will he know that what I'm saying is of you? And I see that that Christmas period, you celebrate the birthday of one of your children. Yeah, you celebrate the birthday of one of your children. And I'm seeing like around 22nd, there about 21st, 22nd, just before Christmas. Yeah, I'm seeing you celebrating the birthday. And I'm seeing like it's been connected to 2014 was born in 2014, December. I'm seeing that's just one of the signs the Lord gave me, so that you will know he knows you, he knows your family. I'm seeing as you are celebrating the birthday of this your son in December, around the Christmas period, God is also answering this prayer. And this breakthrough connected to engineering and IT is manifesting in the name of Jesus. God bless you, sir. The Lord hastened his word to perform it. In Jesus' name. While I was praying in the early hours of the morning, the Lord gave me a name, Doshima. And I know this is Makodi. There could be several Doshimas. All right. And as I was praying, I saw like 18:11. 18:11. It just kept coming. And the Lord said, 18:11, that's like 18th November. It's like a special day, a special date to this Doshima. Is there any Doshima 18th November? 18th November. If you are Doshima, 18th November is like a special day in your life. I don't have all the details, but is there any Doshima? 18th November is a special day in your life. It's like a day you celebrate. What is it? Your birthday, 18 November. Okay, that's a sign the Lord gave me, because I know this is Makodi and there are many Doshimas. I see the Lord stepping in for you. I'm seeing a warfare that has been going on your life for over 10 years. And I'm seeing the Lord bringing you into a season of rest. And the Lord says your rest is connected to the ministry of intercession. Intercession. As you begin to stand in intercession for your larger family, for many people, you said this witchcraft battle that you've been going through, attacks, helper, attacks, witchcraft attacks. Even recently, in the last few days, you had a dream and you were like four women who came. They were trying to hit you on the ground and all of that. God says, today is establishing victory for you. It's establishing victory for you. And the warfare comes to an end. Because I'm seeing a warfare that is connected to a property, to a property, to a property. And today the Lord stands as the Lord of hosts. He stands in your defense. He stands to bring you deliverance. He stands to bring you deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I see the power of God surging through your body, touching the lower abdominal region, touching the lower abdominal region, carrying out a surgery, carrying out a surgery. Please, can you bring her if you can? Carrying out the surgery. Jesus. 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 Is there anyone with a name like Ennis? Ennis. 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 Come, I want to pray for you. There is someone I'm seeing. I don't have all the details, but okay, two of you just stand. We'll find out who the Ennis is. Okay. Where is her sister? Or maybe an usher, just put your hands. Okay, they are bringing her. I'm seeing someone, you have a recurring ailment, like an affliction. It comes seasonally, it comes and goes. And the ailment started when you were in secondary school, and I heard the name like Saint Gabriel. Saint Gabriel. If you are that person, just come. And any other person, you had ailment that began in secondary school, I still want to pray for you, come. But this particular person, this ailment started when you were in a school called St. Gabriel. Saint Gabriel. You, the ailment started when you were in Saint Gabriel. Okay. Okay. Father, put your hands here. Jesus, we remove the arrow. We remove the arrow. We end the affliction. Jesus, heal, heal, delivered. Loose, loose, in the name of Jesus. Your warfare come to an end. Your warfare come to an end. Your warfare come to an end. And as you continue with the Lord, I'm seeing the Lord empowering you. I'm seeing you building on that land, that property where there's been warfare. I see you building. I see you building. It's going to be by the grace of God. It's going to be by the supply of the Spirit. Free. Okay, Brother Levi. It's you. It began when you were in St. Gabriel. I want to pray for you. The Lord will terminate the ailment. He will terminate it. He will reach to your blood. He will reach to your blood. Even your breathing, your respiratory tract. Father, let your power touch! 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 Put an end to this affliction. I command the darts of the enemy out! Be loose. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, it returns no more. It returns no more. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you are healed. The bloodstream is healed. Even the respiratory tract is healed. All these people are earnests. All these ones are earnest. Okay. The earnest, my time is gone. I want to pray. Are you from the east? From the east, Imo State. Okay, come. I'll pray for you guys. Okay. You are from the east too? Okay. What do you do with children? I'm seeing you ministering to children. You do secondary school outreaches. Father, God is putting a fire on you from secondary school to campuses, across universities. Fire! Fire! Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. And I see an attack upon the firstborn of your family. I reverse it. 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 He will not be a wanderer. He will not be a wanderer. He will not be a wanderer. In the name of Jesus, I release him from the power of the altar. Take fresh fire. Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. Lord, I end the affliction. Come out. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I end it. I end every affliction that began from your secondary school. I end it now. I end it now. I end it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if there's someone with the name like Rosemary. You have an affliction. You have something in your stomach. I'm seeing Rosemary, and I see like you experience excessive flow of blood. If you are here, I want to pray for you. Rosemary, I want to pray for you. Father, touch them. Touch. 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 End. End. I end the affliction. Heal. 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 Mommy, you will begin to sleep from tonight. You'll begin to sleep from tonight. You'll begin to sleep from tonight. I release healing. I release healing. Heal! You will not need pills to sleep. You will begin to sleep. Heal! Jesus. End! Jesus. 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 Jesus! You can go back to your seat. Is that Rosemary on ground? Okay, what I describe is you. All right. Put your hand around the stomach. That flow of blood will dry up now. Just hold on. To dry up now. To dry up now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your power. And I command the yoke of the enemy, break off Rosemary. In the name of Jesus, I squash that growth. I squash the planting of the enemy. Now, in the name of Jesus, out! 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 Let the flow dry up! Dry up! In the name of Jesus, you are free. And I judge that walk of darkness in your family. In your family, you are not the only person going through this affliction. I judge it now. I command that altar sponsoring affliction be terminated now. In the name of Jesus, I put an end to this oppression. I put an end and I declare your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. What is it with you? Father, I declare be healed now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. You too. Heal. No more. No more. Heal. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There is this fair sister, sir. While you were ministering to the people in South Africa, there's a fair sister. I don't know if she's in this auditorium. There's one very fair one among them. Very fair. I don't know if I can see you. No, not you. Yes, the South Africans. Can you please just be on your feet? Wave your hands. If I see her, I'll know. She came out here with her husband. She came out here with her husband. Oh, they've gone. Oh, my God. When you are ministering to them, okay, I'll say the things the Lord tells me to use. Can we lift up our hands and bless him? Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. I see people drop crutches that Satan has given them in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm. And I see them breaking out. Breaking out. Breaking out. Breaking out of the crutches. It's as though in the visions of the Lord, I walked into a place and I saw crippled people. I saw people who were lame and paralyzed. And the Lord says, I'm bringing my people out of the crutches. Out of the crutches. Out of the crutches. Whatever the enemy has used to limit you, I command right now, let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it break. Let it break. In the name of Jesus. This woman on the third row, the second woman there, the second person, lift up your hands. Yes, the one turning behind. Yes, Father, let your anointing come. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. Let the oppression over her life, over her family, let it be broken. Bring her. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. I break the chains. I break the chains. I break the chains. Fighting you, fighting your family, fighting you, you maritally. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release you now. I release you now. I release you into your marital destiny. I release you. I release you. By the power of God, I command the warfare over your life to end. End. And right now you will feel the fire of God touch your head. The fire of God touch your head. It will flow into your body. It will flow into your body. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch. Is there someone amongst us, you had an accident, you have like a fracture from an accident? A fracture from an accident. Is there such a one? A fracture from an accident, maybe use a walking cane, the crutches, but a fracture from an accident. Is it you? I was praying and I saw the Lord healing someone who had a fracture from an accident. Like you use a walking cane, a crutches from an accident. Is there any such person? Just let me see. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there's such person outside, please let me know. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I release your healing power. I release your healing power into that bone. Into that bone. I command that fracture be healed. I command that fracture be healed. I command that fractured bone be healed. That fractured bone be healed. There's one, you had the accident for a long time. You can walk, but there's still pain from the accident. There's still pain from the accident. I'm seeing one of you around like the hip bone. Like the hip bone. Like the hip bone. And someone down the knee region from an accident. The pain is still there. Can you wave your hands? Or you want to come? Okay, come. The pain around the hip bone. Just put your hand where the pain is. The knee, the hip bone from accident. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bind the pain. I bind the affliction. I command the hip bone be healed. I command the knee be healed. I command the hip bone be healed now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God touch. 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 Be healed now. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to check. Check the hip bone. My brother with the suit. Check. All of you check your hip bone, your knee. Just check. The moment you find out the pain is gone, I want you to come here. Just check. Check. The healing balm is flowing. 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 Just check. The moment you realize that the pain is gone, just come quickly. Quickly. All of you, the pain is gone. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. Okay, I'd like you to do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. Everyone check. Just check. Go! Go! Come out! Come out! Out! I see that cloud hanging over the breast. It's not from an accident. I'm seeing something growing there. And if you go to the hospital, I'll tell you what the doctor will say. Just check. 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 Father, let every pain go. Let every pain go. Let every pain go. Heal! In the name of Jesus. Change the report. Receive a miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus. So you see, just check yourself. Maybe just one person. What happened?
Yes, there's even something like a hole in this room.
Something like a hole? But right now you can't feel any pain?
Consistently. No, I can't.
You can't feel it. Just one person when my time is over. Your healing is permanent. In the name of Jesus. Sister Raila, your healing is permanent. Every one of you, you are healed and your healing is made permanent. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed. Anyone with pain, I declare healing into your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. And that stranger that comes to oppress you, I terminate his mission. I terminate his mission. I terminate his mission. In the name of Jesus. Help her, help her. My time is up. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Good.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.